anyway, we have a guest. A lady called Philippa from Community Action Isle of Wight has just popped in to promote something really important. So listen up, listeners. We've got Philippa online now for you to speak to.
Could tell us about your project and what you're trying to raise money for, or rather be voted for.
Okay, well, we applied for a grant from Tesco's, so people that have been buying those 5p Tesco's carrier bags when you've been in store. Tesco's have made that some of those funds available to local groups for green projects.
Excellent.
And we've been selected as one of three successful projects on the Isle of Wight, here at the Riverside Centre in Newport. People could have the opportunity to go into stores and they're given a token and they have an opportunity to select which project they support.
Okay, so it's a token in a bit like Waitrose did something like that, didn't they?
Exactly. You the same.
Right, okay. But you get the money, you get the benefit of that.
Absolutely.
So fabulous. So if you voted...
So each of those three organisations will get some money.
Right.
And obviously what our appeal is for people to vote to us, because then we will get more money.
So this is Community Action Isle of Wight.
Riverside Garden.
Riverside Garden. Tell us about the Riverside Garden.
So we, at the Riverside, we have people of all abilities here. So what we wanted to do is to develop a sensory garden with good access so that people can come in with wheelchairs, depending upon their ability, and can enjoy the garden, all the kind of senses that a garden can stimulate. So a full sensory garden.
Sounds
lovely.
Very
and who will actually design it, or has there been a design made for it already?
That's all part of what you get for the funding. So depending upon how much money you get, we will either get £8,000, £10,000, or £12,000 to develop this garden.
Wow.
Which sounds designing. Lovely.
Is that a goodly amount? I mean, can you can do it within that price frame, presumably?
We're going to struggle with eight.
Right, okay, so we've got to go. We've got to get the top wag.
There's quite a lot of work to do, so just preparing the ground, taking up what is there and making big changes, and particularly because we've got all the kind of ramps and things like that and the access that need to be created.
And okay. would some of the members of the Riverside Centre be involved in the development of that? Some of the, you know, the different, like you say, different abilities.
Yes.
Would they be part of the project? Of what they wanted, did they put their plans forward?
Certainly, and part of the project, as we've done it, is, you know, whether you get 8, 10 or 12, and you have to say what you'll do for 8, what you'll do for 10 and what you'll do for 12. So if we're successful with the 12,000, then we'd like to have some art installations for kind of sight and stimulate sort of sight and sound. Mm-hmm. And those would be working with an artist to develop particular models, working with people here to create them.
Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Sounds really, really good. So where do we vote? How do we do this?
Tesco's in store up until the 6th of March. So it's open now, so anybody who's shopping.
Only till Sunday, up till Mother's Day you've got. So anybody going to Tesco's, can we not do it online? Can we vote online at all?
Get your token.
So you've got to do it, right.
Does this include the Tesco's at Wootton or just the big one in Ryde?
Do you know, I'm not sure. Ooh. I haven't been to the Wootton one. I know it's in Ryde.
Okay, to the Ryde one, everybody.
Let's try and get out there. Let's get to Tesco's and vote for this garden, because it sounds absolutely wonderful.
And it's for such a good cause, and it will make, you know, the lives of a lot of people much more fun, interesting and interactive, I assume.
And as I believe, the garden's going to be just outside the studio door. Excellent. We'll look forward to looking at that, won't we? And look forward to the progress. Well, I hope you can come back and give us a progress update.
Absolutely.
Fingers crossed. Let's get out there. Let's get to Tesco's, everybody. Let's get putting a token in the right tube.
Which is Riverside Sensory Garden.
Thank you very much, Philippa.
Thank you.
And let's hope it gets out there.